We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I don't want to lose you. I don't want you walking away. We're so good together. Tell me it's forever. Cause I want you to stay.
Sotera.
Right from the start.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Peter Cetera is your artist of the day.
Got
Rebecca Crockett here. Sam Stevie the Third. Dana Wright, I'm the ass.
It's a very fitting name.
Just out of nowhere. I mean, just like a dagger in the heart.
I said please.
Like right through the heart, and then twist.
It's like, please.
Why do you have to be an ass, please? What? We're going to do Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Story that Dana sent me. She must be itching for a fight today. I don't know what she's doing here. I don't know why we're doing this. This just came in from the Pentagon. All Confederate flags, bumper stickers, and similar items must be removed from Marine Corps bases according to a new directive from the Commandant. Marine General David Berger has told his commanders to begin implementing the order or develop plans to do so by tomorrow.
Whoa.
By tomorrow. The order was included in a sweeping memo that General Berger sent out last week that calls for administrative changes and other reviews. They range from efforts to recruit additional women for combat jobs, restrictions on Marines convicted of domestic violence, and the possible expansion of maternity leave and guidelines for pregnant service members. I think on most of those, we could all agree. Berger's memo.
Yeah, there's no real details about what they're supposed to remove and when and how.
Berger's memo provides no detail on the Confederate order, but simply directs the removal of all Confederate-related paraphernalia from Marine Corps installations. The plan would cover flags, signs, and any other Confederate symbol. Captain Eric Flanagan, a Marine Corps spokesman, said the order was not generated by any one incident and instead stemmed from a broader concern about the issue. The decision comes as more states and local governments, including Virginia, move to sanction the removal of Confederate monuments in public places. The issue gained wide public attention after, of course, the incident in 2017 in Charlottesville. Berger's memo, let me just finish this part here real quick and then please weigh in. Berger's memo calls for Marine Lieutenant General, that's three stars, Charles Chiarotti, to develop a plan to put the order into effect. It is due to go into effect by tomorrow, but is expected to take several weeks.
But I want to be clear. I don't know that they're necessarily talking about, would there be a Confederate monument anywhere on a base? They're using the word paraphernalia, which says to me,
I think they're talking about bumper stickers.
Yeah. Now, is that for all service members? If you
that's the way I read it.
If you're visiting and you...
Well, most people don't visit an army or a military installation. Most people that go onto a military installation have a reason to be there. Few people say, you know, I really want to see the old Buffalo Soldiers Monument at Fort Leavenworth.
I'm a little surprised this hasn't happened prior to now.
Here's where I draw a bit of concern. And I'm one who recognizes that the Confederate flag has been hijacked. I, for years, had a Confederate flag in my garage, and I have taken it down. Because I believe that that symbol, for whatever reason, was allowed to be hijacked by people who have ill will. As I always ask, where do you draw the line? There are a number of military bases, especially in the South, that are named after Confederate generals. I can give you two right off the top of my head and two where I lived, Fort Hood and Fort Benning. Both were named after Confederate generals. Do we change the name of some of the most iconic military installations in America because we are engaged now in a world of political correctness? General Ford and General Benning were both Confederate generals.
The question of whether Confederate symbols represent heritage or hatred has been vexing specifically, Scott, for the U.S. military. In January 2016, the Marine Corps refused to allow a man with a large tattoo of a Confederate flag to enlist. Yet, to your point, 10 Army bases are still named for Confederate generals.
Here, let me look them up. And these are going to be some of the most well, at least if you're in the circle of the military, okay? These are going to be, I guarantee you, I'm just looking it up right now. These are going to be some of the most well-recognized bases in America, and I'm just now opening up the website. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Fort Benning, where the Army Rangers are taught. Fort Bragg. Fort Hood. Fort Polk. Now, some of these I'm not as familiar with. Camp Beauregard in Pineville, Louisiana. I've never heard of it. Fort Gordon, not familiar with. Fort Hill in Bowling Green, Virginia. Obviously, Fort Hood, Fort Lee, Fort Pickett.
If they're doing this because they're trying to root out white supremacists, and there have been some high-profile cases where military members, even in the last couple of years, have been linked to white supremacist groups, Scott. So if they are trying to say, we don't want any of that paraphernalia on the base because we don't want to be associated or have members who are white supremacists, I would find it hard to believe that if you are a military member and a white supremacist, you are openly discussing these things or flying that flag or throwing it in the faces of those around you, because a lot of these guys tend to operate online and underground.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't need to remind you, I believe it's Mississippi, not Alabama. I believe it's Mississippi that still has the Confederate battle flag in as part of their flag. Sam, will you look that up, whether it's Mississippi or Alabama? It's one of the two that has the Confederate battle flag in the upper corner like we do with the 50 stars.
Mississippi flag.
Mississippi, okay. The Confederate battle flag is still in the upper left corner of their flag.
Yeah.
And people are writing in, and I get it. And you guys,
so at the base, do they fly the Mississippi flag is what you're saying?
Well, that would be a good question. I'm sure there's a military base somewhere in Mississippi. Which one it is, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar. whatever base it would be small. But you still have Mississippi National Guard. You know, there are going to be Air National Guard down in Mississippi, of course, because it's by the Gulf.
Keesler. I knew that. Keesler. My grandpa worked there.
Okay.
Two Marines were discharged after being arrested at a May 2017 pro-Confederate rally in Graham, North Carolina. They were discharged.
I'm actually okay with that.
They flew a white supremacist banner.
And I'm okay with that.
And so if the military is just trying to say, we want to distance ourselves from any perception whatsoever that we are going to allow something like that to fester in our ranks, so we don't even want a bumper sticker, coffee mug, we don't want to see it here.
I just think we have to be a little bit careful here and kind of slow our roll. And I understand a lot of you are writing in, and I get it, arguing that, and I don't necessarily agree, but you're making the argument that these people are traitors, you know, the Confederates were traitors, and all we're doing is honoring treason. That's fine. I would only remind you of who and what we declared our independence from and the two wars that we fought against England. Obviously, the Revolutionary War and, of course, the War of 1812. And I would remind you, Hawaii still has the Union Jack in the upper left corner of their flag.
Hawaii?
Yes. The Hawaiian flag has the Union Jack of England in the upper left-hand corner of their flag. Now, they're probably our greatest ally now. I would not dispute that. But it was also the nation that killed thousands, tens of thousands of Americans 240 years ago. 576-7798. 576-7798.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
The greatest country artist of all time, Waiting ladies and gentlemen. Curve. His name is Waylon Jennings.
Flying in the hills. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will.
And they're making their way.
Making their way.
It's the only way they know how.
The only way they know how.
Yeah. Let's go to Jim in Topeka. Jim, what up, man?
Hi, Jim.
Hello.
Hello,
Happy
my friend.
Friday.
Yes, it is. There's an odd thing about the military. Once you raise your hand and swear, and they swear you in, the world has changed. The free speech thing that you think you have, no, you don't.
Correct.
If the Army wants an opinion, they will issue you one.
That's true.
There is several different things about that I feel real strongly about that Confederate flag that, just like you were saying, it has been hijacked and misappropriated. But for the military to do what they do, the only people you can argue with is the commanding officer for making a bad decision, which I think this is. For the individual person to stand and do that, no, they don't have a chance, and they don't have the legal deal to do that, because if you go out and get, if you're in the military and go out and get yourself sunburned to the point they can't be used, you can actually be charged with damaging government property. So it's a different world, and it's hard to understand if you've never been there and never been through it.
You know, when we were growing up, my dad was not allowed, and Jim, I think you would understand this. My dad had very strong political beliefs. I mean, he was a Reagan Republican. He loved Ronald Reagan.
Wore a button, did he?
Well, no, he
no,
wasn't
he
allowed.
Not.
And my dad and every other person on our block and every other person on post was not allowed at all. It's not unlike if you're in the media, like Chris, for example. My dad was not allowed to put a yard sign in his yard. Because A, the yard did not belong to us, it belonged to the government, and B, he was not to take an outward political opinion.
Yes, that's a very true statement, but there's a lot of other opinions that he couldn't take either.
But, Jim...
So don't just leave it to the political aspect.
Don't make it about the flag per se. If you are not allowed to have an opinion, then why are you surprised that anyone would say you cannot have a Confederate flag button or bumper sticker here? Because isn't that in and of itself an opinion you are stating?
Well... Essentially, we're arguing over it because a lot of us think that those people would have the First Amendment, and they do not. So there's lots of things that confusion can raise over that will give us something to talk about. But you have to look at the system that they're under, the restrictions that they're under, and that entire lifestyle and what have you. And it's just different.
Let me ask you this. Okay. Could you have a bumper sticker that said... I'm a vegan.
Am I in the military?
Yes.
I'm a vegan. Yes. You'd probably be made fun of, but yes, you could.
Support abortion rights.
Probably not.
Bernie Sanders 2020.
No.
And I would add the Confederate flag somewhere in the conversation about... The vegan bumper sticker, is it not in and of itself offering some sort of opinion if you have that memorabilia on your desk in the military? The same as you would offer the opinion that you're voting for Sanders, that you support reproductive rights. I'm surprised this was not directed years ago. If you can't have an opinion and share that opinion about controversial things... the Confederate memorabilia should be on the list.
Well, the Confederate stuff certainly would be on the list. But it's not that if you're in the military, you can't have an opinion. I think we get a little bit astray.
How about you can't advertise your opinion?
I don't even agree with that necessarily.
Okay.
I mean, is that to say that my dad, when he was in the military, couldn't wear a shirt that said, you know, an Alabama concert shirt or an Iron Maiden concert shirt? Is that not in and of itself? Not that my dad would wear an Iron Maiden concert shirt, but you get my point. Is that not in and of itself some form of advertisement? I mean...
Well, but there's a difference between advertisement and opinion, and I believe that.
I believe, based on the fact that I'm wearing this shirt, that I think Iron Maiden's a pretty kick-ass band.
Okay, but you could have a coffee mug on your desk as a member of the military that had a Jayhawk on it.
Right.
That's an opinion. You are sort of advertising your allegiance to your school.
Yes.
But I put that in a completely different category than I'm a Confederate flag supporter person.
Nowadays, I would agree with you. 20 years ago, I don't know that I would have agreed with you. And I would defer more to the people who are in the military than me. Can you put a bumper sticker on your car that says, you can have my guns when you pull it from my cold, dead grip? I don't know.
I'm guessing no.
Yet these are people who are trained to kill.
And as a matter of fact, Scott, not just if you work for the military. There are cities who have come out and said, keep your political bumper stickers at home in this parking lot.
576-7798. Time, it's even better the second. By the way, let me just give you a list. If we were to wipe out our Confederate history, here are the counties, and Jackson County, Missouri didn't even make the list, even though it should. Here is a list of the counties in the United States that would have to change their names.
I was going to say, that's not that many. You're scrolling.
Yeah. Have I reached the bottom yet?
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just after General Lee, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 counties in the United States are named after Robert
The counties will not be renamed because counties are places and not things. It's easy when it's a thing like a statue to say, we're going to move that thing. You start talking about renaming places, I don't see that happening, Scott. I just don't.
Tanya in Independence. Hello, Tanya.
Hey, guys. So just a pertinent perspective. Dana, you and I met at 54th Street when you guys were last in Independence. And you and I talked about my son in the Army.
I remember.
Yes. So he very much is closed-lipped publicly about his opinions about whatever. You know what I mean? He does it because of being in the Army. He just, for one thing, he doesn't want to come back on him. But, you know, I mean, he had his fifth grade teacher, her class sent them stuff for Christmas, and they sent cards and stuff. And one child had written a note and said, how do you like Trump? Or do you like Trump? And Andrew sent them back a video and was answering some of them. And he said, well, President Trump is my boss. And so that was just, that was his answer, was just, you know, I don't have, he's my boss. I don't, one way or the other.
Right.
So, you know, he tries to not have an opinion as far as, you know, now with us, you know, when you're talking about guns, he has a, and I'll respect his way of thinking. Be
careful here, Tanya.
Well, and you know what? That was a nice way for him to reply to a child who probably loved getting a reply without getting him in trouble, you know?
Right. And so, you know, but I also kind of liked how he threw in, because the child specifically just put Trump. And Andrew made it very clear it's President Trump.
Yeah.
Just to emphasize the respect, if nothing else, for the position. You know, so, yeah. He definitely, with family or close friends, will, you know, have an opinion. But that's not something that, you know, he's going to post anywhere out in the world, you know.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Tanya.
Let's go to Michael in Greenwood. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hi.
We're doing well. Thank you, my friend.
Well, I know back in the day when I was in the Marine Corps before I retired, you weren't able to wear items on the base. You know, there's a certain dress code. But I do know I remember back when Clinton got first elected, there was a bunch of people that weren't happy that he was elected in the military because of his views and the things he allowed to happen. But I remember said something derogatory about him, and he went up for off hours.
You said something derogatory about Clinton and what?
He got office hours.
Oh, you got office hours. Okay.
Yeah, he got office hours. So he got, I think he got, I don't know if he got reduced in rank and lost pay, or if he lost pay and had extra duty and no pay due for a while. I don't remember, but that was back in the 80s.
90s.
Because you are technically disparaging your boss when you do that.
Yeah.
What do you mean you weren't allowed to wear certain clothing?
Like certain clothing that was derogatory or inappropriate.
But you could wear, like, let's say, for example, you were a captain and you graduated from Oklahoma. You were allowed to wear Oklahoma gear.
Well, that's not derogatory. That's nothing wrong with that. But I'm talking about anything that was inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. And inappropriateness, by the way, is in the eyes of your commanding officer.
Mm-hmm. Usually the base commander had said all rules and regulations. So there would be rules and regulations. And once you got on the base, if you were walking around and you were wearing something that was out of regulation, you'd get called out, and they'd pull your ID card and they'd get a hold of your command and they would take the appropriate action.
All right. Hey, do appreciate the call, and thank you for your service. James in Liberty. James, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
My boy's a Marine. He's active duty right now. And it's...
Are you there?
Whatever they want, and whatever they want and cannot have, you know. Like, if Dana was saying something about a cup on a, on a desk. If they don't want you to have that cup on the desk, you don't get that cup on the desk. It's whatever they tell you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just how the military is. When my boy goes ride the motorcycle off base, he still has to wear certain garments. The military has instructed him that he has to wear certain garments while he rides the motorcycle on or off base. End of story. That's how it works. That's how the military is. That's how it is.
Okay. Hey, your phone's cutting out, but we do appreciate the call. Ann in Overland Park. Hello, Ann.
Hey, Scott and Dana. This is Ann. And you asked a question earlier. You didn't know what military base was in Mississippi. It's Biloxi. Keesler Air Force Base. I was born there.
Yeah.
June 3rd, 1952.
I almost said Keesler, and then I looked it up, and I said, oh, Keesler.
Keesler.
Yep.
And we lived right down the block off base to where we even saw the Gulf. And I remember walking to school in kindergarten, and blacks had to walk on one side of the street and the whites on the other. And I remember one day seeing a puppy that seemed to be lost, and I ran across the street. I got my butt switched all the way home.
For trying to walk or across the street?
Across the street on the black side where there was a puppy.
And what year was this, Ann?
I was in kindergarten. So I was born in 1952, so it had been 1956, 57. And I was born in Keesler. On Keesler Air Force Base.
Named after an Air Force member from World War One.
No. My father was actually in World War Two.
And Keesler is named after an Air Force airman who served in World War One.
Yes.
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 Okay.
My father, being Air Force, was in World War II at the end, and the Korean War, and then in the Vietnam War, prior to it all even. My father didn't come home from Vietnam until 1962.
Okay. Okay. I do appreciate the call. Adam in Sedalia, you get the last word. Hello, Adam.
Hi, Adam.
I was in the Army for 26 years.
Thank you.
And white supremacy and anything like that and gang affiliation, you were not, you couldn't even display it. Like, if you couldn't have a T-shirt, couldn't have nothing. If you were caught with it, just like some of your other callers, you'd be facing UCMJ. As well as the fact that, like, if you didn't like President Obama or whatever, we're sworn to uphold the orders given to us from those people above us. So you couldn't, that's dissension in the ranks when you talk disparagingly about the president when you're a uniformed member.
Adam, thank you. Somebody writes in on the text line, it's a good question. What about Make America Great Again hats? Would that be allowed?
No.
And I would make the argument that no, that would not be allowed. If you are a member of the military, the way I understood it growing up, you are to be at least outwardly apolitical. That doesn't mean that you don't have opinions. That doesn't mean you don't have the right to vote. God knows my dad loved Ronald Reagan. Loved him. But my dad did not walk around with a Shining City on the Hill shirt when he went outside. In fact, the only reason I know my dad liked Ronald Reagan is because my mom told me. My dad did not. My dad never said a damn word about Ronald Reagan. And he never said a word about Jimmy Carter, and he never said a word about Bill Clinton or George Bush. Never. I never once heard my dad say anything political ever. I learned about it from my mother. 576-7798.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Cheesiest song ever written. I love it, but it's cheesy. Story here from CNN Business. Two surveys released this week show that Corona's brand is suffering from negative buzz.
Oh, come on.
The first survey, published by 5W Public Relations, said that 38% of Americans would not buy Corona under any circumstances because of the outbreak. And another 14% said they wouldn't order a Corona in public.
Do you really want someone that dumb seen in public drinking your beer?
In another survey conducted by YouGov, the firm found that consumers' intent to purchase Corona fell to its lowest levels in 2 years. The survey also showed that Corona's buzz score, a metric that measures favorability, has dropped significantly since the beginning of the year. Still, Corona Beer is not making any changes to its advertising, despite the name's unfortunate similarity to the deadly coronavirus. I was watching CNN earlier today. They're actually actively talking about moving the Olympics to next year. Because the Olympics this summer are scheduled for Japan.
Yeah. I don't think it's the worst idea. But
what?
I would not travel to Asia right now.
Really?
But I'm certainly traveling to Mexico, and they just had their first confirmed case.
First two.
Oh, now there's two?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
One in Mexico City and one in a state I've never heard of.
You know what else is suffering because of the coronavirus? The Dow.
Down, the S&P was down 24.
Well, it rebounded it was down 1,000, and I think it ended up down like around 300 today.
357 points.
357, right. But it's 3,500 points in just 5 days.
Don't panic.
I'm not panicking. In fact, I listened to your newscast, Rebecca, and the guy who said, even with that 3,500-point five-day drop,
that's a buying opportunity.
It's still ahead. It's still about what it was or close a year ago.
She has no
idea. So that sounds like a good sign.
About.
It's still higher than it was a year ago.
Yeah.
But yes, we wiped out 3,500 points in just.
We're still above 25,000.
It was the worst week since 2008.
Yes.
But.
Well, what if you're 70 and getting ready to retire? Oh. Those are the people that I'm like my parents. I'm like, ooh.
That's a problem. I'm 48 and not. So that's a buying opportunity for me. I mean, for people like my mom, it sucks. Because she lives off the dividends that she gets from her stocks. Yeah. But, I mean, if you're, you know, middle-aged or younger, do not sell.
And you
should be buying.
Not sell.
Buy, baby,
say,
buy.
If you have 10 grand laying around,
buy.
Start buying.
Yeah. Worst week since 2008. But do not panic. Because if you panic and you're 48 years old, you're an idiot.
I'm not panicking. I look like I'm panicking. I'm good.
Do not sell. Now, if I was your husband, well, I'm just being honest.
Ouch.
He's not the youngest cat in the litter.
No spring chicken.
No, he's not. But I would not panic. Hey, we're all getting out of here alive, okay? Just relax. Just relax. Just don't travel to Asia. Because,
would they keep the qualifiers the same if they moved it?
That's a really good question, and I think the answer is no.
Well, because the athletes will be in a different place in 1 year.
And what if somebody comes out of nowhere and they're better?
True. Mm. What about all these people that have worked their entire lives just to get to that qualifier?
Sucks to be you.
And now you have to wait another year.
Sorry,
and train
that COVID
another
thing
year.
Happened.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.